The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Well, now we're joined from Sarajevo by Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at the School of Immunology at Trinity College in Dublin. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How's it going?
It's going very well. How are things in Sarajevo? What is your mission?
I'm at a conference, as ever, Pat. I'm at a conference, big conference in Sarajevo at the moment, the last couple of days. So it's a great city. Have you been here, Pat? It's a wonderful city to visit, actually, because there's great things to see. And the big thing is U2, Pat. Remember U2 played here after the war? And they're all talking about U2 to me, given they're from Ireland. So I'm having a really good time.
Very good. Anyway, let's go back in time to another conference that happened during the week and some very interesting and encouraging breakthroughs in cancer treatment.
That's right. Yeah, all the talk at this conference, Pat, is about what happened earlier this week in Chicago. There was a huge big cancer conference, and it's caused huge excitement because they've announced breakthroughs, as ever, and in pancreatic cancer. There's a drug, Pat, that can extend life in pancreatic cancer by 6 months, which is a big deal because, as you know, pancreatic is one of the more troublesome cancers. And the normal survival time is about 6 months post-diagnosis. This drug is extending people out to about 12, 13 months. And it got a standing ovation, Pat, amazingly, when they announced it, which you wouldn't normally see at a conference. So it's causing a big stir.
Now, they understand, obviously this drug is working, extending life, but they understand the mechanism of it working. What exactly is it doing?
They do. They've known for a while, but there's a mutation in pancreatic cancer. Now, most cancers, of course, as you know, involve mutations in the DNA, and you get a mutant protein being formed. And I think all RAS, RAS, gets mutated in pancreatic, and this drug targets RAS. They spent years trying to target RAS, by the way, using different approaches, and this drug is called daraxonrasib. Strange name, that can block this mutant RAS. And RAS is making the tumour grow. So, of course, if you block RAS, you stop the tumour growing, and that's what they saw the effect. It's a breakthrough, because they thought RAS was hard to target, you know. And very cleverly, they came up with a way to block RAS, and they saw this great result. Of course, it doesn't sound like a huge amount of extension of life, but still, it's a big difference for pancreatic patients, obviously. And then secondly, it's the start now, because they'll optimise this even more. So for the first time ever, Pat, they're talking about a way to stop pancreatic, which, as I say, was always very troublesome.
Okay, so this extends life by 6 months, but if it's stopping RAS, why does it then stopping RAS, if you know what I mean?
Well, eventually the cancer just grows, but it's hard. Sometimes cancer can be unrelenting, you know, so it kind of slows it down, I suppose. But eventually the tumour can come back. The trouble with pancreatic is it spreads into your liver and various organs, and that's when it causes real problems. But of course, now that they have it on the run, if you know what I mean, they'll optimise this watching it, and they extend life even more.
Mm. Now, the other breakthrough was about vaccines and how they might help to treat cancers.
Yes, now this is another one which, again, almost caused a standing ovation. And literally yesterday, Pat, all they were talking about at this conference was that report in Chicago. It's a vaccine for melanoma, type of skin cancer. It's called Intismeran is the name of this. And that was really effective in terms of extending life as well. They in the trial, they showed 68% of people were alive after 5 years, compared to 49% in the untreated. So again, what's happening here is you're extending your life in a great proportion of people. And what was really good about it was personalised, by which I mean they took the DNA from each melanoma patient, spotted what was specific to each patient, and made a vaccine just for them, if you know what I mean, a personalised vaccine. Very, very high tech, obviously. And that will be the future of vaccines for cancer, we think. It'll be personalised to each individual person, because your mutations might be slightly different to me, you see. And I can now tailor the vaccine against the one in your body as opposed to mine and make one specific for me. So it's the first evidence, really, that this would be achievable. And that's quite a substantial extension of life, of course. You know, you're looking at 70% of people were still alive after 5 years, which is pretty impressive in melanoma.
Now, the trial had 157 patients, and each one of them had the actual tumour removed. But, of course, it may have spread to other parts of the body. Does this RNA vaccine, unique to each patient, does it chase down those metastasis? Isn't that what they say? Yeah.
Yes, exactly. It does, precisely. You're training the immune system to hunt down the cancer, basically. Like every vaccine trains the immune system. In this case, you're trying to get to fight the tumor, you know, and you're giving the immune system a piece of the tumor so they can go down and recognize the actual tumor itself, you know. And then very importantly, Pat, it stops recurrence, because if the tumor begins to come back, the immune system has been trained, just like as if you have an infection, you know, and you're protected from that. That's the really positive part, because most people with cancer, they worry it might recur, you know. this vaccine approach seems to be preventing recurrence, which is important. And very importantly, but it's Moderna. Remember that company?
Yeah.
We call this the COVID dividend, by the way, because they're using the same technology that Moderna used in the COVID vaccine is being used in this vaccine. Yeah? So we see that those RNA vaccines that were discovered during COVID are now being deployed in cancer. And amazingly, there's 32 separate trials running at the moment with vaccines against cancer for breast, lung, bladder. It's a very active area. And the positivity of this trial really galvanizes these companies to go after even more tumors. Yeah. So it's amazing number of trials running with RNA vaccines.
Yeah, now the immune system doing the work defeating cancers is brilliant news, because it's then behaving as we would want it to behave. But all these patients also got a thing called Keytruda, K-E-Y-T-R-U-D-A. What was that?
They did. Now, Pat, the untreated group, the ones that weren't given the vaccine, were given Keytruda, and so were the treated group. And the ones without the vaccine, 50% had survived by 5 years, which isn't bad, you know. And the reason for that is Keytruda is a kick to the immune system. It's called a checkpoint inhibitor. It really stimulates the immune response. You know, it works anyway. The big breakthrough in cancer is these checkpoint inhibitors anyway. And they're combining that now with the vaccine. And if you can see how that would work, can't you? The vaccine gets the immune system going. Keytruda gives it a good kick. And now you get the combination of the two, you know. So they see this as a real positive development in terms of immunotherapy.
Okay. And, of course, the cost. This might be something that would inhibit its further development or its further application to many patients.
That's the concern. I mean, these will be expensive, of course, you know. We're talking like hundreds of thousands of dollars, they reckon, per patient, which is ridiculous at one level, you know. But, of course, what will happen is now competition, prices will have to come down. And one amazing study as well, Pat, was a group in India gave a tenth the dose of the checkpoint inhibitor in a different trial, and it worked just as well as the full dose, you know. They've realized now they can use a lot less drug, as it were, per patient. And that should bring the price down. Can you imagine using a tenth less? And that was an important result as well. So there's a huge effort to try to decrease the cost of these things and to get them to as many patients as possible.
Great stuff. Luke, thank you very much for joining us from Sarajevo with that breakthrough news from that Chicago conference on cancer treatments.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.